Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Tonight on Hidden Realms, Gavin welcomes Joni Fiore from Most Haunted and Living with the Dead, and psychic Lisa Williams. Plus, Jeff Sylvia with sports, Gavin has your stars, and Gail Scott Key is in the studio with Hollywood Nights. Get ready for another high-energy edition of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Now, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
A very warm welcome and good evening to Hidden Realms here with Gavin Cromwell. I've just polished off two blueberry Pop-Tarts of the frosted kind and I'm feeling very, very pleased with myself. Welcome, like I said, I've just made it safely back from California. I'm here back in New Hampshire and I'm loving it. I've just been a whirling dervish of craziness at the moment, but we've got an absolutely fabulous show lined up for you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. It's going to be an absolute cracker. First of all, I want to say that our first hour here is sponsored by powerupproductions.com. And of course, that's the lovely Shannon Sylvia. They're to cater to all your merchandise needs. She can do your t-shirts, your business cards, your websites for all you paranormal groups out there. She's got some fabulous deals on at the moment, and that's powerupproductions.com. So check her out. But without further ado, guys, okay, I want to welcome my first guest. Oh, she's fabulous. I love her. The last time I spoke to her, I was back in the UK. We've got the lovely Joni Fiore on the show.
Hello, darling.
Hello, my love. How are you doing?
Well, I'm staying up for you, babes.
Thank you, love. I don't appreciate it enough, honestly. I'm so thrilled to chat to you again. It feels like it's ages.
That's Welsh for thank you very much.
Diolch yn fawr. I can't believe you remember this Welsh we were talking about last time in the UK, Johnny.
I know. Well, you know, I am such a huge fan of Wales. I absolutely adore it.
It's great. I'm missing. I'm actually heading back to Wales next week. So it's going to be really cool to do that at the end of next week. So I'm really looking forward to going back and catch up on the Welsh. It's a very brief visit. I'm going to be shooting straight back over. But at least I'll touch down very quickly.
Very quickly, that'll be fabulous, darling, fabulous.
Oh, fabulous, love. Oh, yucky da, bada da, cymru am
this. Oh, silly. How you doing, babe?
I'm doing good. Now, Johnny, I mean, I said I've been crazy busy, but you've been pretty busy yourself here. Second series of Living with the Dead.
Yes, with Mr. the lovely Ian Lawman.
Of course.
Doing the second series of that. We do a third series in January. And there's talk about us coming to the United States to do some filming. I'd really enjoy that.
I was going to say, any kind of talk about Living with the Dead coming over to the U.S., Johnny?
Well, you know, there's always talk about something, isn't there? So, you know, have voice, we'll travel. Have crystals, we'll travel whenever that happens. But I just finished my stint in Hairspray in the West End. That was absolutely amazing, you know. And I'm going to be doing the Ella Fitzgerald and Marilyn Monroe story. And not a lot of people know that Marilyn Monroe befriended Ella Fitzgerald and broke the color barrier because one of Marilyn's favorite clubs was the Macambo in Los Angeles, and they didn't allow black talent. And Marilyn Monroe called the owner and said, if you hire Ella Fitzgerald, I will sit in the front row every night. And they became lifelong friends after that. But it was Marilyn Monroe who broke the color barrier for Ella Fitzgerald there. It's going to be a great story. It's a great story.
It's honestly, it's talking my language, Johnny, because I'm a massive Marilyn Monroe fan. I mean,
aren't we all, baby?
Oh, I'm fascinated by her story. I mean, it's just crazy. I've just come back from Los Angeles now and over there, you know, I was getting my Marilyn fix.
Yeah, baby.
Such a fabulous story, so glamorous and so tragic at the same time.
Isn't it just?
Yeah, it's really good. I mean, it is. It just gives me goose pimples thinking about it.
I'd like to go into.
Oh, I tell you, definitely.
Okay.
Imagine what's hanging around there.
Baby.
Definitely. Well, a good friend of mine, Scott Michaels, he does the Dearly Departed tours of Hollywood. He's a big fan. And he, you know, he goes to the places where she went, where she hung out, where she lived, and of course the final resting place, should we say, of Marilyn. And he's kind of been filling me in on all the gossip, like, because it's only recently that I've got into her, actually. It's only kind
really?
Of, yeah.
Oh, I've loved her for years and years and years.
I'm a newbie. I'm a newbie Marilyn fan. So I've been kind of catching up on all the goss with her, and I'm just fascinated. I love it. I absolutely adore it.
Well, let me ask you this: how's the hunting going over there in the United States as opposed to over here?
Oh, it's going fabulous. I mean, it's really, really cool. I mean, it's a different. There is a difference. There's definitely a prominent difference to investigating over in Wales in the UK compared to here in the US. And,
right.
I just feel it's a difference between intelligent hauntings and residual hauntings, you know?
Oh, yes.
You know, there seems to be a lot more of one and less of the other. And I just absolutely love it. It's fascinating to see the places. Of course, it's a newer country in the US here.
Right.
Of course, go into ancient history there in the UK. So there's prominent differences, especially with the links. When you're a psychic there on the investigation, as you know, Johnny, you know, making that link is different to somebody who was in the 1400s compared to somebody who was perhaps in the 1700s in the US, you know?
You know, I agree completely. When I was doing Hever Castle with Most Haunted, I picked up on a lot of old anger and residual energy, but I got things that were far more recent.
Wow.
I got a couple of bishops while I was there, some really, really naughty energies in there, but very naughty, to say the least.
Naughty.
But yeah, you know, David Wells and I, we talked about that later.
Yeah.
But it was today, honestly, hands down, for me, it is one of the scariest places that I've ever been in.
I'm yet to go there, love. I'm yet to go and explore the place. I've got to catch up actually on my UK investigations because I've been hanging around so much in the US and I'm loving it. And, you know, it's going to be a lot more coming up in the US for me. But I've not done one investigation this year in the UK yet.
Do you know, I like to do a couple charity things, you mm-hmm. know, during the course of the year. And I did Tutbury Castle with Leslie Smith, and that was amazing. That was absolutely amazing working with her again. But I'm doing, you're not going to believe this, I am doing Halloween at Hever Castle.
Oh,
I'm doing a sit-down dinner, dig this, a sit-down dinner,
yeah.
And then a full-fledged walk around a ghost hunt.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Well,
in one of the places that I'm absolutely terrified of going back.
Nothing like facing your fears, love.
Oh, yeah, from your mouth to the spirit's ears. Yeah,
oh,
good grief.
Oh, it's going to be crazy. And by the way, I'm the biggest Leslie Smith fan you can ever wish to meet. I love her. I adore her.
Do you know, I'm going to have to make that happen. I'm going to have to tell her that you're a fan because she is such a lovely lady and she has so much knowledge as far as history under her belt.
Do you know what?
I'm sorry.
I just absolutely love, I want her on this show. I want to interview her on this show because my first introduction to you, actually, Johnny, was the episode of Most Haunted. And I think it was an underground sort of cavernous sort of place you're in Essex. I can't remember what the location
was. Baby Coal House Fort.
That's the one.
Honey, please. Fort. You know, Yvette, she is so funny because she's always calling out, you know, for the spirit to throw something. You know what? I do not want spirit throwing anything at me. You know, if spirit is there, it will let you know it's there. You don't need to put your hands on me and you don't need to, you know, I don't believe in hollering at the spirits and I don't like things being thrown. So I always say, throw them at her, don't throw them at me.
I remember you, and they threw a stone or something. You went, okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Hey, you only have to tell me once, okay? If there's something, you know, if you see something hovering on the stairs, okay, I'll take your word for it. I do. I'll take your word for it. It's just, you know, doing the first series of Living with the Dead, we were just getting our feet wet.
Yeah.
Because basically what happens is they tell us, okay, we have this family, and there's children in the house, there's no animals in the house, there's mom and dad and grandmother.
Oh.
And we're like, okay, cool. And this season, we started this season with Freddie Starr, who was absolutely amazing.
Ah.
But we did a ghost investigation in Fobbing that was absolutely, it was off the chart.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm always nervous. I do not care what anybody says. I have my protection. I have my salt in my pockets. You know, I've got my tourmaline.
Oh.
I've got my smoky quartz. But when I walked into that place, it was so heavy. It was vibrating from all the energy. And, you know, we really sunk our teeth into this second series. I don't know if you've seen, I think you can get a lot of them on YouTube, but we also went to Saddleworth, which was just absolutely crazy, Gavin,
wow.
What has been happening in the second series. Second series, we've been staying in the property and spending more times in the actual property.
Fantastic.
And things seem to be just, you know, just really, really kicking off.
Yeah.
Because we always go in, I never know what I'm going to find, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I never know if there's going to be something there. And then you try to cover all the bases for protection. My main objective is making sure that we take care of the family. So every place that we clear, hopefully that we clear, I like to go back, and Ian and I like to go back and make sure the family is doing okay. The reason why I say hopefully clear, because there are sometimes people aren't always being honest with us about what's actually going on in their properties. You go in and you feel certain things, and if a person's energy will feed off of that depression, if they've had a breakup, there's energy that can feed off of this. There's so many different things. So you're walking into an environment and you really don't know what you're walking into. And it just builds from the time, it seems like from the moment that Ian and I walk in the door, it's like, oh, hello, they're here. Okay, you want some of this? It's not even funny sometimes. And, you know, I've been known to run out of a property.
Oh, I have too. I'm with you, love. Because a lot of people do ask me when I do interviews and stuff, do you ever get scared? And
Absolutely.
I do. You know, because sometimes it is very, very scary and intimidating. So I'm with you on that, love. And you've kind of answered my other question there. When I was going to say to you, you know, what actually happens in these haunted homes, and how do people know when their home is actually haunted genuinely?
Let's see, that excellent question. People, you know, we have so much available to people via the internet and television shows. And people think if they see a dark shadow that their place is haunted. But there are all different types of things that actually make up a haunting. When people write me on Facebook and they say, oh, you know, my mom saw a dark shadow across the wall. Maybe your mom needs to wash that wall. You know, just because you get up there, honey, a little soap and water never hurt. Sometimes it's not always what we perceive it to be because our imaginations work overtime. But you know when there's something amiss in your home.
Yeah.
You can smell it. You
yeah.
can feel it. Just the energy changes. You know what I mean? The energy
yeah.
just starts to change. And like I tell people on Facebook, I cannot give you an accurate answer as to what is in your home. You know, and guys, for everybody on Facebook listening, when you write me and you ask me these questions, I'm going to say it hands down. If I'm not there, I cannot honestly tell you what's going on in the home.
I get exactly the same, Johnny. A lot of clients do contact me and say there's something going on in the house. Can I tell them what it is? Without actually experiencing the atmosphere, it's impossible, really.
We don't do anybody any good, but if it sounds like it has all the markings of a haunting, the
yeah.
first thing I do is I put them in with, I will personally find local paranormal investigators in the area, tell them what's going on, make that link with people, and make sure that people are taken care of.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, as well you know, in Great Britain, it is so old,
yeah.
and there are things that are still hanging around in the corners, in the soil, everywhere in this country, that residual energy. You know, when I did for, I think it was the food chain, London Paranormal Tours, and we did, Gavin, the London Dungeon.
Oh, wow.
And baby, every, from the moment of walking in the London Dungeon to the time that I went home, when I left the London Dungeon, I blessed it, and I said, you know, I'm not bringing anything home with me.
No,
you know
souvenirs.
What? When I leave here, I'm leaving by myself. I don't want anybody tagging a ride on me. And I'll tell you guys, a lot of people contact me on Facebook. They think they've brought something home from an investigation. Let me tell you, if you are serious about investigation, then you need to get serious about protection.
Yes.
You really need to get serious about making sure that you're up on your protection. I don't care if you want to use a pentagram, if you want to use a crucifix, if you want to use holy water, whatever you use, make sure that that is blessed and it is something that works for you. Also, when you get there, you don't have to say, well, immediately, this is what I'm feeling. Spirit, it takes time for spirit to get started. Don't expect to go on an investigation and things will happen immediately. I'm not saying that it doesn't, but the normal thing is once spirit gets your attention, which is very subtle, it has a tendency to build. And before you leave, you should make sure that you are protected. Leave that stuff where it is. Come home and have a salt bath or have a shower in salt, because salt will wipe away all this residual energy. So many people, and I'm sure it's the same with you, I did an investigation and now I'm feeling like this or now I'm feeling like that.
Yep.
Baby, you open those doors, you got to close those doors.
Absolutely. I do get it a lot, Johnny. And you must be psychic because you've answered my next question. I was going to talk to you about protection.
Psychic! You know what? I have a funny story to tell you. I got to share this with you.
Okay.
Ian and I were in this house in Blackpool, and that house scared the bejeebies out of me. I'm going to tell you straight up. That house had me upset for a couple of days afterwards.
Wow.
And nothing was happening. Yeah, I'm sure you've been on an investigation.
Oh.
Nothing was happening. So we're sitting there in the dark, and I just started giggling. And Ian was like, what are you giggling about? And I said, because look at us. We're grown-ups. We're sitting in the dark. I'm scared. You're not.
Yeah.
But we're sitting here in the dark. And about a few minutes later, we heard this thud.
Ah.
And it just started kicking off like you would not believe.
Wow.
There have been times that I have just said, Ian, I really think this is just a little bit too much for me. But you know what? I'm not afraid to say that. You don't know what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
I don't know how old it is. I don't know how ancient it is. I don't know how angry it is.
Exactly.
You know, and I tell you right now, man, I have respect for spirit because I do not know what I'm walking into when I walk in.
Oh, I'm with you, love, because I always go back to this as my old classic is Woodchester Mansion in Gloucestershire. In the UK.
You can have Gloucestershire and the Forest of Dean, baby. Woo! You're a better man than me, man.
Because that was the one place that scared me, and I just, oh my God. Woodchester Mansion, and you would get there, and it's this unfinished mansion house, Gothic Revival, Victorian mansion house. It was unfinished. The builders just dropped their tools in Victorian days and just left. And we went there, and I was petrified. I don't know, I couldn't, before the investigation started, I was petrified. I was with Haunted Devon at the time, and they were saying, what's the matter with you? Supposed to be the psychic. I said, I don't care. It really is frightening me. I don't know what I'm messing with here. It's not just a Victorian mansion. There's something else here. And
that is the thing that's always so troubling. People will say, okay, this is what is here. The reason why I don't like to do a lot of ghost investigations, I like to go places where people have never been before.
Yeah.
And when you keep going to the same place over and over again, I want the buzz of someplace new.
Mm-hmm.
Even with the houses that we go into, when I sit down and we do the first investigation, and Ian and I, we come together in the inn. First he goes in and then I go in, and then we do the overnight vigil. When we talk to the family the next day, some of the things that we come up with and the family comes up with, because we don't talk to the family beforehand, like I said, what we do know is that whether there's a dog or an animal in the place, we do know that there's a mom and dad, what the situation is, and that is it.
Yeah.
But babe, I have gone into places and known immediately that a couple was on the verge of breaking up. I've gone into environments and known that, unfortunately, somebody has lost a child recently. Mm-hmm. It's because when people open up their homes, when a person or a family gets to a point when they're terrified to live in their own home, baby, you don't need to go in there and make it spookier. Okay. And like the producers of our show, they always tease me. They go, oh God, here's Johnny with the Oprah moment, you know, and I'm going, well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the Oprah moment because these people are scared.
Yeah.
You know, you try living in a property that you put your hard earned money into and things start going bump in the night. Now in California, when you buy a property, they have to tell you by law whether or not somebody died in that property or whether or not someone was murdered in that property.
I found that out. I just found that out now because I just come back from California and I found it by law. You have to know. And also by law, you have to say if the property is haunted or not.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You, by law, you have to say if it's got reported hauntings happening in there or not. So, yeah, it's news. It's pretty... It's full on over there in California. I was so fascinated by that. But Johnny, stay exactly where you are. We're going to shoot to a very quick break now. And I'm just enthralled by you, love. I wanted to keep talking.
Diolch yn fawr.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you very much. So stay where you are, Johnny.
You're very welcome. You know I was going to do this for you, babe.
Thank you, my love. Oh, my caryat. My love. My caryat. Stay where you are, love. All you listeners, stay where you are. Grab yourself a hot pocket, a glass of wine, and I'll catch you back here in just a sec.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararockproductions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Pararockproductions.com. 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 Pararockproductions.com.
That's enough. What the fuck? Enough. How many times do you have to keep repeating Pararockproductions.com over and over again? We're all getting a little sick and tired of it. We all love Pararock Productions.
I'm sorry. It's just... there's so much you can do there. I mean, you can order custom printed clothing, get business cards, get websites, get web hosting. I mean, if you're a paranormal group, it's got everything you need. Pararockproductions.com. Pararockproductions.com. Pararockproductions.com.
How many times do I have to tell you? Stop repeating the thing over and over again.
Okay, sorry. Pararockproductions.com.
Stop it.
You've enjoyed Para-X on your computer at work and at home. But today, there's a new way to listen to your favorite shows. Para-X has gone mobile. That's right. Para-X is now available on the Nokia Internet Radio Network. Now, you can take Para-X with you wherever you go. Never miss your favorite shows again. Para-X on your cell phone. Tune in today. Nokia Internet Radio is available on all Nokia portable devices with access to the Internet. Your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Now on Nokia.
Salagadoola, Mitchagapoola, Bibbidi-Bobbidi.
Your fairy godmother.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
That does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is John Zappas, and I'm here with Gavin on Hidden Realms, and he is a very good friend of mine, Galvin!
Welcome back. Here he is, the man with hair better than Cher.
Snap out of it!
Gavin Cromwell!
Woo! Thank you very much. Welcome back to Hidden Realms with Gavin Cromwell. I'm here in our first hour, sponsored by PowerUpProductions.com, with fabulous Johnny Fiore.
Hello, darling.
My darling.
Yes, my darling. Do we have any questions?
I don't know. Is there any questions in the chat room?
I've got to get in.
Okay, we're trying to get in the chat room, actually, Johnny. We're having some PC issues this end, so...
Oh, not issues, darling.
I know. Martin's going to try and get in now. But the thing, well, I wanted to say to you, I mean, Johnny, we know that you go in, you help these families out on Living with the Dead and stuff like this, but a lot of people don't know that you are a West End extraordinaire there in Hairspray, in London's West End.
Yeah, you know what? That's really funny, because... when I lived in Wales, when I came to Great Britain, I came as a singer-songwriter. Never in a million years did I think that I would be doing this on television. It's not something that I talked about.
Uh-huh.
It's not something that I, you know, I had my tarot. When I first got over here, I was doing readings, private readings.
Uh-huh.
And people who came for readings did not know that I was in the West End. Never the twain shall meet.
Uh-huh.
And then when I did Hairspray, it is such a popular show.
It is.
And, you know, we won all those Olivier Awards, and then we did the...
Congratulations on that as well. It was well worth it. And who
did
you play there?
We did the Royal Variety.
That was fabulous.
And people were like, oh, my God, Johnny Fiore, what are you doing in Hairspray? It's like, I'm a singer-songwriter, but I'm a sensitive. I was born this way, okay?
Yeah.
So everything is very, very natural to me. If I'm not in rehearsal working on a show, then I'm taking classes on mediumship, or I'm trying to enhance my gift. It goes hand in glove with me. I don't separate the two. I really enjoy the West End, but when you're in the West End, you have to commit your life, because I did the first and second season of Living with the Dead while I was still doing Hairspray, doing 8 shows a week.
Oh my
and,
God, love.
Yeah. Yeah, dedicated.
Definitely dedicated. Wow.
Oh, babe, you know, I cannot complain, and I love it.
Oh,
I can't complain, and I absolutely love it.
I tell you, absolutely fabulous. You're a multitasker, love, of all things.
Oh, honey, you know, a girl needs to eat, honey.
Oh, well, I'm with you on that one, love.
What can I tell you? So I am going to the city of Los Angeles at the end of the month. I'm going to Los Angeles.
Oh, I was going to say, is there any plans to return to the U.S. here, love? You're heading to Los Angeles.
To be honest with you, I love it over here. I love going over to the States. This is the first time that I've been back to Los Angeles in quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking forward to going back. I'm working on a couple of things over there, and I'm just interested in, you know what? Now, just thinking about it, I'm interested in finding out if I can't get into that Marilyn Monroe house, or just drive by it at least, get a vibe for it.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We'll stay in touch, love, after the show, and like I said, I'll have a word with.
Oh, absolutely. Have you spoken to Miss Jocelyn Brown lately?
Oh, no, I haven't. I've been due to give her a call and stuff, but she is deaf. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, love.
There you are, darling.
This is a paranormal show, ladies and gentlemen.
Ain't it just, honey? Now, if the lights start to flicker in, I'm going to bed. Somebody turn... you know what? I don't know why I do this, but I've been told not to do this. Whenever I get scared on the show, I'm like, turn the lights on. I don't like this, okay? I would turn the lights on. I don't like it. It's so ridiculous. Scary. Go ahead. I'm sorry, babe. Before our little cut off.
That's fine, love. No, what I was saying was, we'll stay in touch after the show. We'll have to definitely have a date there at Marilyn's house. But I was talking to about, you know, the show Living with the Dead. Fabulous is another 2 series coming on. I remember seeing an episode there, and it was a family, and I think it was a mother and daughter, and they had some old kind of craggy cave next to their house or something. Where was that?
Oh, baby, let me tell you. That was in Shepton Mallet.
That's
which
right.
is about 12 miles from one of my other favorite places, which is Glastonbury.
Mm.
That place was off the hook. Those kids had been back there in those caves doing all manner of things. You know, we show up and they're telling us, oh, the property's haunted and we're having problems with the property. You're having problems with the property because you're back there doing seances in the dark,
uh-oh.
Okay? And you're bringing things forward and you have no business doing that. You know what? If you don't play around with those type of things, you know, if you're bad enough to bring them forward, then you need to be rough enough to send them back, okay? Children, there are certain things I don't think the children should be messing around with.
Mm-hmm.
I think that any time you operate with a Ouija board or anything, you need to have some type of responsibility. I'm going to come down off my soapbox, okay? But I think that you need to be responsible because what you see on TV is in a controlled environment to a certain degree. When Ian and I are going into a place, he's my back man. He's got my back. I got his back. Okay, so hopefully we can control things when we go into a situation. We can run out, we know how to protect ourselves, we know how to shed things, get things off of us. But those kids were back there doing all manner of stuff. And you know, the one thing I was really upset about, because they can edit telly any way they choose to.
That's right.
At one point, that cave was part of a nun's order.
Wow.
Okay? And at one point, all we could smell was lavender. Back in that really, really stuffy, claustrophobic cave,
uh-huh.
all we could smell was lavender, and it brought tears to my eyes. There is, even with everything that was kicking off in there that was so dark and so ugly, mm-hmm. we kept getting these beautiful whiffs of lavender, and it was just, it was a beautiful gift from the sisters.
That's right.
I know it was a beautiful gift from the sisters.
Yeah, so definitely comforting there, obviously. You know, maybe they were acknowledging that you were very scared or it was quite intense, and they came with this kind of cleansing attitude to it.
You know what, I just think that they came to show us that they were there. You know, I have people ask me, I have, you know, what the cab drivers are like in London. Oh, you're the girl from that show, and I don't believe in all that, blah, blah, blah. And I go, well, you know what, you are entitled to believe whatever you want to believe. You're entitled to believe, but until you've had that experience for yourself, until you've had that personal experience, I guess people just don't know. And
that's
I don't
right.
argue, I don't argue with people, because a person, if you want to tell me you saw a one-legged spirit, you know, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, you saw it, hey, you like it, I love it, okay?
I agree with you, love. I agree with you. A lot of people say to me, what do you say to people who question what you do, who say you're this, that, and the other? And I say, well, you know, to be honest with you, I enjoy my work. I'm very passionate about my work. I certainly wouldn't lie about what I do. But I say you have to have that experience to really truly believe that there is something out there. You know, there is a point to all this. You have to see the manifestation or feel it or sense it for yourself to truly believe that it is there, you know. So I agree with you 100%.
Absolutely. And you know what? Everybody's experience is so different. I've seen things, and to be honest with you, there's times where I've talked myself out of seeing things.
Yeah.
Straight up. I've talked myself out of it. Especially if I'm by myself.
Oh, tell me about it, love.
You know, I'll be in the kitchen cooking something, and I'll go, that's funky. No, I'm not alone. Okay. All I have to say is don't scare me. Who's ever here, as long as you don't scare me, you can hang out for a little while, but this is my domain, and it's my house. And you know what? I'm going to tell people right now, all you people who send me those scary pictures, stop sending me that scary stuff. I don't even look at those scary pictures. When people send me scary pictures on Facebook, they go, oh, and did you see those pictures? No, I don't put that in my house.
Exactly.
So wait, Gavin, check this out. If you don't want it in your house, what makes you think I want to have it in my house? Don't send me those pictures no more. You people listen to me. Don't send me those pictures. So I looked at some of those pictures, and those pictures were scaring me to death. I'm like, I really can't do that. I can't handle the pictures. But I truly believe that we are, we're waking up. I believe that we are all tapping into our gifts, each and every one of us.
We're in the chat. I've got to cut in quickly, actually, Johnny. We're in the chat room now, and we've got a question from Angels for Spirits, I think it is.
Hey, Angels.
And she
Angel
says,
for Spirits, how's she doing?
She's doing good. And she says, Johnny, I want to know when you're getting your own TV show.
Chow, please. I'd be too scary to do it by myself. You will always see me with Ian Lawman. I will be with Ian Lawman until hell freezes over. because, you know, when he can talk me down.
Yeah.
And I do not want to be in an environment with somebody that doesn't know what to do. Okay? And plus, I don't want to be in an environment on my own. You know, I can run fast. With my chubby little cheeks. Chubby little cheeks can, you know, pick up some speed. But, it's not something that I'm interested in. I'm enjoying the journey now. And the journey's also about, I started to, study in a circle.
Ah.
And I really, really love it. For so long, you know, after I lost my great grandmother, who was very, very beneficial to me, I read everything I get my hands on.
Mm.
I studied tarot for years. I did tarot lines for years. I did readings on tarot lines. And I just think, man, it is amazing when somebody tells you, when you're on a line and somebody says to you, oh, you got 20 minutes. Well, you know what? I would always argue with them. Sometimes it takes a little bit more than 20 minutes. If a person has a problem and they have the guts to call into a site and they need help, then I was going to talk to them.
Yeah, definitely.
And I can't get in trouble for it now. I would even take their personal number and do private readings.
Wow.
And when I do a reading, I would tell a person, okay, if this is what you're suffering from, then I would suggest, because I love making oils, baths, and potions.
Oh, wonderful.
I absolutely love it. I do not believe that anybody should come to me. When people come to me for a reading, I always give them a little bit something to leave the house with, whether it's, you know, something to help them to get a little bit more money, something to help them with their blockages, something to help them sleep at night. I really enjoy being, you know, like a little kitchen witch.
Oh, fabulous, love.
With my little potions and lotions.
I need to get you over here in Salem. That's what I need to do.
Baby, I would love it. I cannot wait to go to Salem.
Yeah. Well,
and when I do, you know, I have to say this for everybody who's listening. At the end of the day, you know, I get a lot of stick.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of stick. From people saying, oh, well, you shouldn't be doing this and you shouldn't be doing that. And we're not going to talk to those people because they're like this and we're not going to talk to those people. Let me tell you something. I talk to everybody. I have friends who are witches. I have friends who are druids. I have friends who are pagan. I'm down with anybody who's down with me. As long as you learn to love each other, we're loving each other, we're respecting each other, and we're respecting Mother Earth, you do whatever you want to do.
Oh.
Okay, I don't have a problem with nobody.
Absolutely, but I'm with you. I'm with you.
But people seem to want to label us and tar and feather us. Uh-huh. You know, because of the fact that my great-grandmother was Native American Indian and my grandmother, it's a natural way of life for me to want to step out on this healing path. It's not just about cleansing houses. It's not about hanging out in the dark. It's about identifying and being in touch with spirit and being in touch with your own gifts. That's me. That's why, so when people say, oh, you sit circle, you do that, I do whatever I can. I don't know everything. I am a work in progress, and I'm proud of that. I want to learn as much as I can learn. I want to learn from as many people as I can learn from, because I like it hands-on, you know?
Oh, so, I do, love. I love it. I love it hands-on.
honey, that's another show and another story, don't you think?
It is another show, but I've got another question for you here, Johnny.
Go ahead, baby.
It's from Angel Spirit. And she says, Johnny, where do you train in the UK?
There, I go to Lewisham Spiritualist Church.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the places that I go to. There is, for you guys, if you want a phenomenal teacher for tarot, Reiki, paranormal, her name is Anna Westall. She is on Facebook. She is my teacher. She is my sister. She is my friend. She is a great teacher on esoteric knowledge.
I'll be looking her up, love.
Oh, Anna Westall. And you can go to my page and find Anna. She's absolutely amazing. And I need to give a shout out to my friend, Mistress of Avalon, Mari, in North Carolina. How you doing, baby? I hope you're
listening. I'm going down there, love. I'm heading to North Carolina in September.
Oh, you have to meet my friend, Mari.
Oh,
she
wow.
is amazing.
Yeah.
She is, you know what? There's not enough great things in the dictionary to say about her. But getting back to where I study, Lewisham Spiritualist Church, they've got some great, they've got the College of Psychic Studies here in London that is absolutely amazing, that they have accredited courses. So I'm, you know, if somebody tells me, oh, you need to go over here and check out this place, I do.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So you've got it all there, love, on your doorstep. There's a lot of fabulous places.
Oh. And honey, as old as this joint is, yes, I do have it on my doorstep. Crikey.
I love it. I love it. This is fabulous. So, I mean, we've covered all of this, Johnny. We've talked about different things. I wanted to say to you was when we were talking about seances and stuff, and I go back to that episode, like I said, my first introduction to Johnny Fiore was seeing her on Most Haunted, and Leslie Smith was there as she was doing a seance, and Leslie was pretty much leading the seance.
Honey,
She was there. What did she say? She goes, I can't remember.
Well, let me tell you something about Leslie. I saw Leslie at Tutbury Castle.
Yeah.
That is her castle. She went to Tutbury, and she became the administrator there when that castle was falling into disrepair. And that girl has raised more money and got that castle back on its feet again. Amazing.
You've got to tell her how wonderful I think she is. And she plays Mary Queen of Scots there, doesn't she?
I have seen her channel.
Oh, wow.
Mary Queen of Scots.
I believe
you know what, baby? You got to see it.
It's
not something I can tell you about. You really need to see her. She is just amazing.
I remember her in that seance, almost taunted, and she said, going, did you come here to fight the Frenches? Henry, the drums.
And the drums, go boys. I'm like, whoa, hey, Leslie, come back, baby. Lord have mercy. It's like, it's, you know what? Sometimes it's just so funny because the only thing that breaks up the fear sometimes is laughter.
Yes. Oh, and it raises the energy as well, Johnny. On the
Do you know, when I came back from Hever Castle, I was spiritually attacked. Yes, I was in my home. And I could not sleep for love nor money. I had left everything at the door. I had used the salt. I had used everything. And when I got home, I just could not shake the fact that I wasn't by myself. And that night, I tossed and I turned and I tossed and I turned. So the next night, I told Anna, my teacher, and I said, Anna, I'm really, really nervous about this. And she said, well, do you want me to come over? And I said, well, you know what? If I say that I walk in faith, then I really have to walk in faith. And I swear to you, I went out to my garden and I got some rosemary, I got some sage, and I burned the sage that I grew myself.
Oh,
and I got my smoky quartz and my tourmaline, and I just ran it through some incense, put a little grid in my room, and got Bridget Jones, Bridget Jones number one, and I laughed. I swear to you, no word of a lie, I laughed out loud, and I said, you know what? I turned off all the lights, and I said, well, okay, I'm protected, and if I do have the face that I claim to have, I'm going to go to sleep now. Baby, I got a good night's sleep.
Oh,
I turned over and had a great night's sleep, but I believe a lot of that had to do with the fact that laughter it always raises spirit. You got to laugh out loud, because when you laugh out loud, you can actually shift so many things.
You can shift the energy. I agree with you. We all need a bit of Bridget Jones in our life.
Baby, that's what I put on a little Bridget Jones and did a little grid. But you know what? I really believe, Gavin, that place was so old.
Yeah,
and I was, it was such it was my first investigation, and I'd never done an investigation before. No, I had done one investigation prior to that. I cleaned a house in Wales.
Oh,
because
see?
I used to live next door, baby. Check this out. I used to live in Llanfihangel-Cwcorny.
Oh, wow.
I lived next door. I used to live next door to the Skirrid Inn before anybody was doing investigations, honey.
Oh, my God.
And right across the street from the Skirrid is this amazing Tudor home. It's an old, old Tudor home.
Mm-hmm.
And I met the lady in the fabric store. And I saw this woman in Abergavenny in the fabric store. And I just went over to her, Gavin, because you know how crazy I am. And I just said, are you okay? Can I give you a cuddle? And I know she looked at that hair, this chocolate woman going, oh, God, what is this? And she just started crying. And I said, my spirit told me to just come over and touch you.
Yeah.
And she told me that she had been pushed down the stairs in her home. And I said, do you mind if I come over and take a look at the house? And she said, anything you could do. And basically what I did was, it was the first house that I cleaned. I went into the house with my crystals, and I could feel the energy from the actual land. But what had happened was, one of the kids had a really bad drug problem that was in the house.
Oh, wow.
And the spirit was actually feeding off this child.
He
was actually feeding off the fact that the kid was on heroin. He wanted to commit suicide. He wasn't in the best frame of mind. And the first thing that we did was she helped me to shift a lot of the energy. I smudged the house. I prayed in the corners.
Yeah.
I opened up the doors, and I got a pot, and I was beating the pot, and I was getting this mild-mannered little Welsh lady to tell her I said, you got to say it out loud, baby. You got to take back your house. Tell them they can't stay here anymore, and they can't feed on your child anymore.
Yes.
And the last time I saw the family was about 3 years ago, and the kid is great.
Oh, Johnny, that's fine. It's always nice to have those success stories. But listen,
really,
Johnny,
is.
I need you to plug yourself now. Those of you listening and everybody in the chat room and stuff, how can they get hold of Johnny Fiore? Give us some info, love.
Babe, do you know what? I think Ian and I are two of the... We contact... Everybody that contacts me on Facebook, I talk to.
Bad.
I spend 3 hours a day on Facebook, and... You know, people always ask, is that you on Facebook? It's me. I believe that I like to keep the door open if people do have questions that I can answer. If I can't answer them, then hopefully I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah.
But I do enjoy having conversation with people who want to have conversation for me.
Oh, fabulous.
I enjoy it. So you can always contact me via Facebook, and you can also contact me, check out my website, which is www.johnnyfiore.com.
Fabulous. And also you've got MySpace, because you're on my MySpace, love.
Oh, yeah, honey, I'm on MySpace, and I got my music up on MySpace. That's how we first met, was on MySpace.
Absolutely. It's a bit old school.
I don't care what anybody says.
MySpace.
I still love MySpace.
We're bringing MySpace back. Yeah.
Don't you think everybody's going back to MySpace? What is that all about?
Exactly, love, exactly. But listen, Johnny, I'm going to have to let you go, love, because Lisa Williams is coming up.
Oh, and to Morning X, I see that Johnny rocks. Yeah, baby, you do too, Morning X. You rock too.
Oh, that's Mike, a para producer. He's the number one para producer, Mike is, and he always does a fabulous job of the show here on Hidden Realms. But Johnny,
Woo!
Thank you so much for coming on and chatting to us, love.
Baby, I am so glad. You know, Gavin, all you have to do is call, and I show up, and you tell that Miss Lisa Williams that I am a huge fan, and I want to hook up with her at the end of the month.
I'm going to hook you two up, love. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, my darling. Have a wonderful evening. It's time to go night-night.
Say hello to the UK for me, love.
Oh, baby, I will.
Okay.
Take care, sweetheart.
Sweet dreams, my love. Night-night, Johnny.
Okay, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye, love. Oh, fabulous Johnny Fiore there. Listen, guys, we're going to go to the break now. Top your little drinkies up. And we're coming back with Jeff Sylvia and the Sports Report. Go for it, Jeff.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Pararockproductions.com. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Okay, so you've put together a great team of paranormal investigators. Your idea of fun is going to places most normal people would avoid, like the plague.
All you need now is that look. You know, the look that helps your team stand out from the crowd. That's where Pararock Productions comes in. They specialize in outfitting paranormal teams with apparel that not only makes you look good, but gives your clients that feeling of confidence when you arrive. They also specialize in printing high-quality business cards. These are water and tear-resistant cards with full-color front and back. Good for photos and your team's contact info. So step up your game today by going to pararockproductions.com. And while you're there, check out their great website design offer and other specials exclusive to ParaX listeners. Remember that website, pararockproductions.com. Check it out today. Pararockproductions.com is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Do you sometimes feel like you're standing beside yourself and looking at others with a totally different perspective? Do you wonder why that happens to you? Miss Lucy knows. Tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern to ILN Radio and begin to explore the possibilities exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Time now for the American Defenders Sports Report. Play ball! Here's your host, Jeff Sylvia.
This sports update brought to you by your American Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. Our top story comes from Louisville, Kentucky, in a state where basketball is king. Rick Pitino, who I always thought could run for senator if he wanted to, is an absolute legend. On top of that, he's a winner on the court. His greatest challenge, however, may be saving his career and reputation in the midst of the newest and ever-growing line of sex scandals, which include stars like Ben Roethlisberger and the late Steve McNair. This one also has a twist to it. Karen Cypher, who was accused of trying to extort $10 million from Pitino, approached him in a restaurant 6 years ago, and they had sex, the coach told police. Cypher says the sex happened after closing time on a table. According to a summary of Pitino's July 12th statement to police, 2 weeks after the incident, Rick Pitino, a married father of five, by the way, gave the woman $3,000 after she was going to have an abortion and did not have health insurance. His attorney, Stephen Pence, said Wednesday that the money was to help her get medical coverage, not specifically to pay for an abortion. He added that, quote, the coach believed that the money was for insurance. That was what she said, and it was for, and that's the way the report reads, end quote. University of Louisville President James Randi expressed surprise at the new details in the surrounding scandal of the 56-year-old coach whose contract includes dishonesty and moral depravity as grounds for firing. Now, my question is, even if he is one of the greatest coaches on the planet, how does he sit in the home of a young man and face his parents in the recruiting process as he tries to preach the good word when his example has become quite the opposite? More to come in this story as the details unfold. Tiger Woods will be fined by the PGA Tour for his public criticism of a rules official after winning the Bridgestone International. Woods was bothered after his four-shot victory Sunday because he and his padre, Harrington, were put on the clock at the par 5 16th. He said that caused Harrington to rush three difficult shots, leading to a triple. European Tour chief referee John Paramore told Woods and Harrington that they were being timed. Woods said he told Harrington after it was over, "I'm sorry that John got in the way of a great battle." Paramore said the final pairing was well behind the most on the back nine, but officials gave them time to catch up. They were still 17 minutes out of position on the 16th tee when they were put on the clock. Woods hooked his tee shot, punched out to 178 yards, and then hit an 8-iron that stopped a foot short of the hole for a birdie. From the right trees, Harrington hit a 5-iron to the edge of the bunker, went over the green, and then hit a flop shot too hard and into the water. The four-shot swing took the drama from one of the most compelling final rounds of the year. I don't think that Paddy would have hit the pitch shot the way he did if he was able to take his time, look at it, and analyze it, Woods said. But he was on the clock, and he had to get up there quickly and hit it. Harrington conceded that he was rushed, although he said it would be unfair to give the final group any preferential treatment. Section 4D in the PGA Tour book, Player's Handbook, says, it is an obligation of membership to refrain from comments to the news media that unreasonably attack or disparage tournaments, sponsors, fellow members, players, or the PGA Tour. Tiger Woods has won an astounding 70 championships and has only Sam Snead to beat to become the best to ever play the game. Snead holds the all-time record at 88 wins. The Boston Red Sox began the week 6.5 games behind the Evil Empire after getting stomped in New York, which included losing a 15-inning pitcher's duel marathon that ended when Alex Rodriguez hit a 2-run shot into the left field seats to give the Yankees the 2-0 victory. The boys have now won 3 straight, and the Red Sox Nation has a pulse again, as Mike Lowell and Jason Bay went yard for the 2nd straight night, and Josh Beckett cruised to his 14th victory of the season, giving up only 3 hits on 2 runs and 7 strong innings. 8-2 is your final from Fenway, and the Sox find themselves now 5.5 back and hope to complete the 4-game sweep today against the Tigers. Now, the Sox story of the week, however, belongs to Kevin Youkilis, who may have just set fire to the Red Sox Tuesday night the same way Jason Varitek did a few years back when he got in the face of Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez. And as we know from that, the team went on to write history. From that moment, the Sox roared back from a 3-0 deficit with an unprecedented 4 straight in the ALCS to advance to the World Series, which they eventually won by sweeping the Cardinals and erasing a lifelong curse and bringing a world championship to Boston. On this night, however, the boys found themselves 3 runs down before they even got a chance to bat in the first. A bit later, Youkilis got drilled in the back for the 2nd straight night and then charged the mound, inciting a free-for-all at Fenway. Shortly after, Jason Bay stepped up huge and launched a 3-run bomb over the Green Monster to tie the game. Mike Lowell, who came in for Uke, hit 2 home runs to lift the Sox to a 7-5 victory and give rookie Junichi Tazawa his first victory in a Red Sox uniform. It was an inspiring win from a team that seemed deflated just a few days ago. Kudos to Uke for stepping up and showing some emotion. And Youkilis is now serving a current 5-game suspension that will end on Monday. And now for an update from your American Defenders of New Hampshire. The Defenders, who have not got off to a blistering start in the second half, are currently 30-40 on the season, but are playing better as of late and are 6-2 in their last 8 games. The Defenders find themselves in 5th place and finish up the road trip tonight in New Jersey before returning home tomorrow, which is, of course, Fireworks Friday, for 3 tilts against Brockton. The bright spot this week was left fielder Angel Molina, who has been named the Can-Am League Batter of the Week. The NFL returns to preseason tonight with a rematch of the Super Bowl when the Pittsburgh Steelers take on the St. Louis Cardinals, and your New England Patriots square off against Philly. And finally, happy birthday to my mom, who turns 39 yet again today. Love you, Mom. And that's your American Defender Sports Update. Now back to Gavin Cromwell on Hidden Realms only on Para X.
This sports report has been brought to you by the American Defenders of New Hampshire. American Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. Baseball fans rejoice. There's a new team in tax-free New Hampshire. Be part of the action at home or in the stadium as the American Defenders of New Hampshire take to the field all summer long.
Hi, I'm Brian Daubach, former Red Sox first baseman and manager of the American Defenders of New Hampshire, members of the Can-Am Professional Baseball League. Our team philosophy is hustle, think, win, and our mission embodies support to the community through service and sacrifice.
Join them for Thirsty Thursdays or Firework Fridays. America's Defenders of New Hampshire, home of the $1 ticket. To learn more, check out their website at AmericanDefenders.us or call them at 603-883-2255. American Defenders of New Hampshire is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms on the Para X Radio Network.
When the workday is long and the sun is strong and you work so hard all day, all you want is a break from those body aches. So take my advice, fuck your mama tonight. Cause your mama goes down easy. Yes, your mama goes down easy. When you're out of the town or just getting down, we'll start it out right, fuck your mama tonight. Cause your mama goes down easy. Yeah, yeah, your mama goes down easy.
Only the best goes into your mama. So give yourself some pleasure and pop your mama today.
Yeah, yeah, your mama goes down easy. Yeah, yeah, your mama goes down easy. Yeah, yeah.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
How about a slice? Let's hit the food court.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Well, we could just go see the 740 movie instead of the 645.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
You just need some new earrings and you'll feel a lot better.
When a friend tells you they've been diagnosed with a mental illness, it can be a little awkward. But what's even more awkward is, if you're not there for her, she'll be less likely to recover.
Jen, I have something to tell you. Yesterday, I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
Girl, I'm here for you. Whatever it takes.
Mental illness. What a difference a friend makes. For more information on how to help a friend dealing with mental illness, .org. This message is brought to you by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is on the air. Welcome to the second hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. This hour, Gavin welcomes psychic Lisa Williams, plus Gavin's Magical Mystery Tour of the Stars, and Gail Scott Key is in the studio with Hollywood Nights. Get ready for another great hour of Hidden Realms. Now, once again, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Welcome back to my second hour of Hidden Realms here on Para-X Radio. We're going into a second hour, which is sponsored by IdealEventManage.com. And of course, Ideal Event Management, they're my agents. A big shout out to Mark Tetlow there and also Alex too. And that is IdealEventManage.com. Check them out, guys. They're cool guys there. So yeah, we're going into a second hour. I'm excited about this. Like I said, we're having a lively show here tonight. And Miss Lisa Williams, are you there?
Yes, I am, Gavin. How are you?
Oh, woohoo! I'm doing good, my love. How are you doing?
I'm all right, actually. Yeah, it's nice to hear a British accent.
Do you know what? I was about to say the same to you, Lisa. It's really crazy. We're both here in the US, and it's like so used to hearing American accents all the time. And
I know. I actually had to do a quick mental think. Is he English or is he American?
I'm Welsh, Mr. Lisa Williams. And this is what I was going to say to you.
Well, I know.
Lisa Williams, that's a proper Welshy name. Do you know that?
It is. Actually, you know what? I am part Welsh. My grandfather was from North Wales somewhere. So, yes, I have got that bit of Welsh in me.
Yeah, because Williams is one of the biggest names probably in Wales.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But no, I'm so pleased I've got you on the show. I've been dying to catch up with you for absolutely ages now. And we had Johnny Fiore on in the first hour, and she says that she absolutely adores you. I'm going to pass this stuff on to you via email because she really does love you. But
thank you.
Yeah, no problem. So where are you? Where are you based kind of right now in the US?
I'm actually in California, so I'm based here. I've been here full-time now for about 3 years, and I love it. Really love it.
I've just come back from San Diego, and I fell in love with it, Lisa, honestly.
Oh, God, yeah. San Diego is amazing. It really is.
God,
and it's so laid back.
I was just so chillaxed, I couldn't tell you. I was just doing one-on-one readings, workshops, we were doing investigations, gallery readings, just endless, and I just loved it. It was such a pleasure to be in that relaxed environment and to do so much, you know?
Oh, yeah, and that's sometimes what you need, isn't it? Just to sort of relax and just chill out and just, you know, just be, have some fun. And I think that's what most people don't realize is that when we do our work, we've just got to have a bit of fun and relax. It's not all serious.
I know, you do need the kind of chill out time. But Lisa, there's no end to your talents, your abilities rather here, because I want to say regression, I want to say healer, psychic, medium, all the titles really. You've got pretty much all of them under your belt.
Oh, I don't know about that. There's some I've mastered more than others.
Definitely, but I'm interested in the regression thing. Because it's kind of the question that's fired to me a lot these days is, do I believe in past life and regression? And I've never been regressed, but I'm totally open to this. So I want you to talk to me a little bit about the regression thing.
Well, you know what? I read Many Lives, Many Mastered by Dr. Brian Weiss, who is a phenomenal guy and absolutely adorable. And I was really, really on the fence about it. And I thought, you know what? I'm not sure about this.
Yeah.
So then I went off to Thailand and I actually got regressed, and it now made sense as why I had problems with going in the ocean, why I had problems, sort of like with other things, and I couldn't understand it, but obviously now looking back, I do understand it more. And then I decided that I wanted to train as a hypnotherapist for regression.
Cool.
And I actually went through part of the training. I couldn't be bothered to complete it because, to be honest with you, you know, I just thought, you know, it really isn't me.
Yeah.
And then what I found I was doing is part of my readings is I was actually doing some regression.
Wow.
And it wasn't I was taking some people back into it. It's the fact that when I was doing my Reiki and my healing and when I was doing the, you know, maybe a reading, their spirit guides were telling me what they were in a past life. So, of
Fantastic.
Course, I didn't know what their problems were or what phobias were. But I started to tell them, you know, that this happened and this happened and maybe, you know, I just felt as though they had, let's say, for instance, I had a problem with the ocean. I said, I just think that you drowned one day or whatever it was. And they're like, mm-hmm. oh my God, how did you know that I had a problem with the sea? I'm like,
wow.
I don't know, but it just came to me. So yeah, that's where it all started. And I just had to trust my instincts. And it was really, really tough at the beginning. But, yeah, I mean, if it comes in part of a reading, then it comes in. I can't change it.
Fabulous. And that was just coming up in your one-on-one readings.
Yeah, it just started to come up. You know, and then I'd sit there with a couple and two people, and I'd say, oh, did you know that you were her mum and she was your mum or whatever in a past life? And it's like, wow. And then, you know, I'd start seeing images of their past lives as well that was coming forward. And that was really bizarre to try and get that, my head around that, you know, because obviously I'm doing this reading and seeing all this stuff and thinking, right, okay, I've got to work this out. And then suddenly you get like Victorian clothes or you get military clothes and you're thinking, mm-hmm. hold on, whoa. We're like in 2004 or something. Where does this come in? And mm-hmm. it was really bizarre. Wow. But yeah, I mean, now I worked it out.
That's awesome. I love that. And it's little tiny bits, you know, when I'm doing my one-on-ones, little bits does come in that I wouldn't necessarily link to that person, that the only other kind of reason I'm getting it would be a past life or something like that. So I can kind of relate to you a bit there. I think that's really awesome, actually. But,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
It's such a cool thing because when you do go and have a one-on-one reading, it's not just a communication with somebody that's passed over. There's a lot more that goes into that reading. You know, sorry, love.
No, that's it. I don't think people realize it. When they go into a one-on-one, I think they don't realize what they're going into.
Mm.
You know, what they see on the TV and what actually happens are two different things.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it kind of covers what's gone on in life, what's happening now, what's coming up in the future, any messages that comes through that moment. You're saying about the past life thing, maybe an aura, a spirit guide will come in. It's a lot of information, which is why it's always good to record, you know, write it down or bring in a recorder of whatever, just to refer back to it later on. It's always definitely worth it.
Yeah, I always say that.
Yeah, totally. But like I was saying, there's a lot of things here. I mean, a trainer, you kind of train up people. I get this a lot too. A lot of my clients or people that come to me say that, you know, how do they kind of advance their psychic abilities? They're very sensitive. But you actually do train people to kind of open up a little bit more with their psychic skills, Lisa.
Yeah, I do. And it's something that I've been doing for years, actually, prior to the TV show. And it was funny because about 4 years ago, I had a hysterectomy, and I was obviously couldn't really do anything for a couple of weeks. And I sat there, and prior to that, I'd been training people. I had people sitting in circle, mm-hmm. and I sat down. And I thought, what am I going to do in this time? Because I'm not one for sitting and relaxing. And so I got my laptop, and I started writing my spiritual development course. And, you know, I put together meditations for it and I created this course. And then I really just took it a little bit further and then I started helping people online. And then I took it further and started doing weekend workshops. And now that's what I do. And actually, you know, my spiritual development course is soon to be coming into an audio course through Hay House.
Cool.
But it's absolutely phenomenal because we all have the ability, we all have that psychic ability. It's just that I always liken it to someone singing. Now, some people should sing only in the shower and not outside of the shower. Okay? But they can sing. Now, there are others that can be the karaoke singer, but with a little bit of training can go on to be the Mariah Careys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really important, that we all have the ability, but it's just how far your gift will allow you to travel. You know, some are more gifted than others. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can teach them how to open that and express it and really enhance it a little bit more. But ultimately, it's up to them whether they want to do it or not.
Exactly. And I do feel that more and more people are becoming a lot more open with this, you know, doing endless paranormal investigations and wanting to experience what's out there. Seems that there's a lot more people willing to be more open these days.
I think they are. And I think the thing is, you know, bring it into the mainstream, like on TV, like Ghost Hunters. And, you know, then you've got Most Haunted and you've got shows like mine where you were bringing it into the mainstream. We're putting it on mainstream TV. We're making it normal. And I think that's the most important thing, is making it normal. And, you know, so of course people are going, you know what, I feel things. And now it's becoming more into the normal thing. Yeah. And, you know, you've got programs like Ghost Whisperer and Medium and out there. You know, people are starting to realize that actually it's okay to talk about it. And so therefore, that little piece of ability that they had maybe when they were younger, they're starting to enhance it and look more into it and being more open. And they want to go on these investigations and they want to talk about it and they want to buy books on it. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important, because I think what we've done is just brought it back into the mainstream.
Definitely. I agree with you 100% there, love. Definitely. We've got a question actually from the chat room from a lady called Kat. And she says, can psychic development manifest itself in older people, even if they've shown no signs of it earlier on in life?
Absolutely. And I think what's important to do is, there's always, I think what happens is, if you're a little bit older, maybe, you know, I would say, I don't want to put an age on it, but if you're a little bit older and you've not shown any form of being witchy-woo, as I always call it, at all, then what you will find is, it's normally either an event that has actually opened it up, like a tragic loss or a car accident that you've been in, or something that really makes you, that kind of shakes your world a little bit, sadly. Mm. What you find is you become a little bit more spiritually aware, and you become a lot more open. And so I think that's what happens, certainly when you're older. But like I said, we all have it. It's just that sometimes we don't concentrate on it, or we haven't really acknowledged it. And I think that's really important. But a lot of the times there can be some form of incidence that's actually opened it up.
Yeah, definitely. I can see that. I mean, I'm relating to a few people I've come into contact with that have said that, you know, they had no prior sort of experiences or anything. They've been in a dramatic sort of car accident, or maybe kind of nearly drowned or something like this, and suddenly they're opened up to this world, you know?
That's right, absolutely. And a lot of people say that after their near-death experience, they've become a little bit more spiritually aware and open. And, you know, it just depends on the individual. It really does. But it can show itself any time.
Yeah, I that's cool. Good question as well, Kat. Thank you. Yeah. The other kind of aspect I wanted to talk to you about is your healing stuff too. You're quite a little healer there.
Oh, well, you know what? It wasn't intentional. It was not intentional. I found I was moving a friend of mine in England, and we were moving house, and her mum came up, and for some reason, I had this kind of fleeting vision that she was going to be there, and I wanted to touch her face.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, you stupid idiot, Lisa, you know, duh. And so anyway, she walked in. I thought, oh, here's Jilly. So I just put my hand on her cheek.
Yeah.
And I just kind of give it a little bit of a wobble. And I just said, hi, Jilly, how are you? Just a bit of a wobble. Anyway, and I felt so embarrassed, the fact I'd actually touched her face, because you don't touch people's faces. You know, there's a personal distance that you keep.
Yeah.
And, well, no, that was it. And then 2 weeks later, I was feeling so embarrassed, and I said to my friend, I said, Tammy, you're going to have to apologize to your mum. She said, oh, okay, fine. So 2 weeks went by, and I think Jilly was sitting there. You know, I'd arrived at my friend's house, and Jilly was there, and I went, Jilly, I need to apologize about touching your face. And she said, no, the funny thing is that I had toothache that day, and I couldn't get in to see my dentist for another 3 days because he was away on holiday. And, you know, I didn't know what to do. I was climbing the walls with pain. She said, but you touched my face and the pain went.
That is fantastic.
And I'm like, oh, my God. So it really freaked me out. And that's when I just felt, okay, I need to do something about that. And the funny thing was, is that from that moment I touched her face – every time I held my son's hand at the time, he kept saying, "Mummy, your hands are hot. You've got your hot hands again."
Oh.
And so obviously there was something that was the catalyst for this healing ability to come in. And now I love it. I love it. Absolutely.
Is this sort of Reiki or is it pretty much all
you
sorts
know,
of...
I did spiritual healing initially, and then, you know, spiritual healing, there's no kind of qualification for it. So then I decided to train in Reiki because, you know, I could actually put a, put a certificate on the wall and say that I did it. But actually what I do is I put, I work with Reiki, but I more work with my spirit guides and my spirit healer. That's and cool. Also crystals, and that's how I tend to work.
Oh, Lisa, I tell you what, you're speaking my language now. I'm a big crystal junkie, I gotta be honest.
Oh my God, you come into my house, you'll be in your in heaven. You'll lie against the crystal slab I've got as you walk
oh
in the
entrance. Oh my God.
I think it's a meter wide and a meter tall amethyst slab. And this is like deep, deep amethyst color. And you just literally sit there with your back to it and you can feel the vibrations pulsing. It's amazing.
Yes. My God. I'm drooling. I'm drooling now. Oh, my God. This is just fabulous. I do. I mean, I love crystals. I work with them. And just when you say crystals, then I'm big into my skulls at the moment, the crystal skulls.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah, love it. I just got a call from California. I mean, clear quartz mode at the moment, Lisa.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
Oh, yes. I like clear quartz. It's a very neutral, very easy, gentle crystal.
It is. I was in Labradorite for a while, but I'm in clear quartz at the moment.
Yeah, it's funny how you just go to different places, isn't it? Different ones.
It is nuts. Now, you mentioned your son a little bit earlier on in the interview. Now, I've heard somewhere that you kind of passed this down, or he's very sensitive himself too.
Yes, he is. He's extremely sensitive. He'll often say to me, "Mummy, there is a spirit in my bedroom. Will you come and get rid of it?" And I'm like, "Oh, here we go."
Okay.
And it's really funny because then I'll just sit and think, "Oh, here we go." As another normal mother would. Mm-hmm. "Oh, okay, what's he trying to get out of doing now? Or why is he going to sleep now or something?" And then I'll walk in and I'm like, "Okay, yeah, there really is one here." And then also he has this amazing healing ability. Absolutely amazing healing ability. And when I had my hysterectomy, he just sat there with his hands on my belly. He said, "Mommy, can I put my hand on your tummy?" And I said, "Why?" And he went, "I don't know. I think I need to." So of course, I said to him, "I said, be gentle because it's sore." And he went,
"Sore."
"I will, Mummy." And then he put his hands on there. I've never felt heat like it.
Wow.
And he sat there watching Power Rangers with me. And I think it was about 5 minutes later. He went, "Mum, I'm bored now." And just as the heat sort of like subsided out of his hands, and I never had a pain again. Unbelievable.
That is fabulous.
Yeah, unbelievable.
That is
yeah,
so cool. Well,
he does show the ability.
That is really cool. I do. I want to talk a little bit more about the abilities and all sorts of things. I want you to stay exactly where you are, Lisa, because I'm going to take a very quick break now and we're going to come back to you and talk more juicy gossip with Lisa Williams, everybody. So go and grab yourself a little glass of wine, a little cup of tea, and I'll see you in a minute.
This hour of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms is sponsored by Ideal Event Management, your events expert. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, look no further than Ideal Event Management. Ideal Event Management is a top-rated paranormal events organizer. They also represent some of the biggest names and personalities in the paranormal community. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms.
Are you walking around with a broken heart? Do you feel something is not quite wrong, but not quite right either, and you can't put your finger on it? Miss Lucy understands. So tune in Mondays at 3 p.m. Eastern to ILN Radio and begin to explore the possibilities, exclusively on the Para-X Radio Network.
Radio presents Real Persons of Genius.
Real Persons of Genius.
Today, we salute you, Mr. and Mrs. Para X Show host.
Mr. and Mrs. Para X Show host.
Armed with nothing more than a laptop and a microphone, you hit the air to scare the bejesus out of your audience.
What the hell was that noise?
Like a dog peeing on a fire hydrant, you always whet our appetite for more.
I just can't get enough.
Whether it's witches, ghosts, fairies, or Bigfoot, we admire your ability to set aside reality and believe anything anyone tells you.
Seek professional help.
So the next time you're kneeling in front of your 8x10 glossy of Dave and Tom lighting a candle, remember, if it wasn't for you, I might be able to sleep without the lights on.
Mr. and Mrs. Para X Show Host.
Para X Radio Network, powered by CBS.
I know what you're going through.
I've been there.
Nobody else I know has been there.
It's not easy being a veteran.
Coming back from Iraq or Afghanistan. I had been so excited to come home.
But it's harder than I thought.
Not everyone understands that.
Things at home may be as you left them.
But you don't feel the same.
Join us at communityofveterans.org.
And connect to others who are going through the same thing.
Because no one knows what it's like to come back unless they were there.
Brought to you by Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America and the Ad Council.
I'm Dustin Perry from GHI, and I'm listening to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms on Para X Radio. He's the only guy in the paranormal with hair as cool as mine.
Welcome back. Here he is, the man who sees what you're doing, so you'd better stop it, Gavin Cromwell.
Listen to Mike there. I can see what you're doing, so you better stop it. It's true. So, we are coming back now to Lisa Williams. I've done a fabulous chat with her just before the break. Lisa, you still there, love?
I am still here.
Thank you, love. So, this is great. I mean, we've been talking a little bit about everything that you do. You're a bit of a multitasker here with the regression stuff, the psychic trainer, you know, training those abilities and stuff like that, the healing stuff there. And we've seen about your little son there. He's kind of sensitive to his surroundings and spirit too. But you did mention a little while back about your TV show. Anybody who might not have seen the TV show or not heard of it, if they've been living under a rock, tell the listeners all about this show that you've done.
Well, it all started 3 years ago. Well, actually 5 years ago when I sat in front of Merv Griffin. Now, Americans would know exactly who he is, but English people would have no idea. And in fact, I actually wondered who he was as well.
I'm wondering, who is he?
Yeah, he created Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune, and then he had a TV show called The Merv Griffin Show, which was a lot like, remember Parkinson in the UK?
Yeah.
He had a TV show like that, which was daily, and you know, he basically found all these unknown stars, mm-hmm. put them on his show, and then suddenly they became hits overnight, like Whitney Houston, Tom Cruise, all these people. Ryan Seacrest was one of his people.
Cool.
And so, you know, and what happened is I sat in front of him, and he said, I want to create a TV show around you. And I was like, oh, my God. You know, I was thinking, oh, hello, I don't know about this. And he said, no, I want to create a TV show about your life. And so up came the concept of Lisa Williams' Life Among the Dead. And it was really a day in the life of Lisa Williams and what I do and how I work and really that, you know, everything that we do. And we also did investigations. We went off and we did investigations into whether the house was haunted or not. Mm-hmm. And it was so fun. I accosted people on the street doing random reading. And it was a lot of fun. And then that went into 2 seasons. And then we've got Lisa Williams' Voices from the Other Side, which was a little bit more serious, a little bit more... a little bit more serious and more reading type structure. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And that's now gone into 54 different countries, actually.
Oh, wow.
And it's pretty incredible how big it's become. And we're also in the process of editing a new show, which is also amazing. And I think that's going off into Australia, Denmark, Norway, there's lots of other, I don't think it's coming into the US at the moment, but it will, there is another show that's coming to the US next year. So yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy really.
Busy Lisa Williams. busy Lisa Williams, wow.
It is.
This is cool. So the other thing I want to talk about is your book.
Yeah, my book, Life
Among the Dead. Talk to me about this book.
Well, it's my story. It's about... It's about really my story, how I started off as a medium, or how I started off seeing dead people at the age of three or 4 years old. And, you know, I've fought cancer, I was a single mom, I was almost on the street. You know, there was a lot of things that really a lot of people can probably resonate with. Yeah. And, you know, it's how I turned my life around and how I really found a spiritual pathway and how I really just accepted spirit in my life and just started to live with it. Because I don't know about you, but I'm sure people look at you as if you're a bit bizarre and a bit cuckoo.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah, you know, and they all used to think I was a tie-dye psychic, you know. And it was so funny because people used to walk in who they hadn't seen me before. And they'd look behind me to see if they were like, you know, oh, I'm here to see Lisa, you know. And I'm like, yeah, hi. And they're looking behind me as if to try and find my mum or someone. I said, oh, yeah, that's me. And they're like, oh, you're really young, aren't you? And, you know, I used to find it quite bizarre, really, how people sort of like their perceptions of it.
And really,
and they do react quite weird, really. And I just said to them, I just said, you know, all I've done is brought spirituality in my life and made it normal. Yeah. You know, and that's all I did. So my book is about how I just created this spiritual life and how I've helped people and a little bit about my readings and just how I've fought many lessons in life. And really, if I hadn't have done those life lessons, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. I'd probably be in some office typing away, doing a normal 9-to-5 job. It's just my life, really.
That's cool. And what's the name of that book, Lev?
It's called Life Among the Dead.
I love it. And I think a lot of people are going to relate to that story, Lisa, because you know yourself, we get these people that come along and say, you know, I'm so passionate about this work and I am a single parent and I'm supporting my child with two jobs right now, but this is really what I want to do. So I think people in that position who got your book will really be inspired by your story, you know?
Yeah, and I think a lot of it's amazing how many people who have actually come up to me afterwards and have actually said to me, God, your book really inspired me. Because, you know, I think really, I'm 36 years old and I really feel like I've lived God knows how many lives in this short amount of time. And, you know, I was suicidal, you know, wow. And I was, you know, I had cancer and I had all these stuff coming against me. And
oh my God, Lisa!
Yeah,
Christ.
And so I think really there's something in there for everyone. Everyone can relate to, you know, the ridiculous relationships I've had and all this sort of stuff. And it's amazing because I think so many people can relate to it. And all I did was I show people that by having a positive attitude, you can actually accomplish anything that you put your mind to it. And it's about turning your mind around and actually having a positive attitude. And, you know, I was in a very, very negative space, a very, very dark space. I really didn't want to be around. And it was just really tough. And I found that whatever I put out there into the universe, which was actually negativity, I got back tenfold. And so I turned my whole life around. Just by positive thinking, you know what, I can do affirmations, I'm going to do it, I believe in myself, all of this. And I turn my life around and here I am now and it's incredible.
It's so inspirational just to hear you talking about that. I mean, the power of thinking positively is amazing. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, completely. It really is incredible. And I feel very honored that, you know, so many people have actually found that inspiration in my book or, you know, through my website. And I think it's amazing.
Absolutely. So where can we get this book, Lisa?
Well, you can get it on my site, which is lisawilliams.com, or you can get it through any Barnes & Noble or Amazon or wherever. So, yeah.
Fantastic. I know they do stock it in, I spotted your book in Circles of Wisdom in Andover, not too far away.
Oh, wow.
Yes, in Andover, here in Massachusetts. And it's a fantastic little shop. A good friend of ours, John Holland.
I love John.
Yes. So he goes to Circles of Wisdom quite a lot. So it's a fabulous little new age store. But your books in there, they're big Lisa Williams fans.
Oh, that's great. I love John, honestly. I just did an event with John. He's fabulous.
Oh, he's cool. He came to one of my shows, one of my first shows I'd done over here in New England. And it was under embarrassing circumstances because I was having a bit of a panic attack. I was so nervous because I work a little bit differently, and it turned out to be great, and he's a big support during the show for me, and he's fabulous. I love John. He's got a great tarot deck out as well, which I love.
Yes, he has, hasn't he? In fact, I'm actually sitting next door to it. I actually have it here.
Cool. I'm going to have to get myself a deck. I'm going to be going to In Circles of Wisdom tomorrow. I think I'm going to purchase the deck because I just love the imagery, and it's beautiful.
Oh, it's stunning. Very stunning. It's stunning.
It is stunning. He's going to be on the show next month, actually. So I'm going to be giving having a little chit-chat with John next month.
Well, we've got a cruise together coming up in October through Hay House. And I think it's eight sessions with John and I where we're going to train mediums and we're going to help you develop and do, obviously, demonstrations. So, yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Wow, this is like Disneyland for psychic fans.
Oh, yes. With a bit of Caribbean sun thrown in there as well.
I'm jealous. Stop there. I'm jealous. Okay. I've got another question for you, Lisa, in the chat room from Kat again. And she says, does Lisa utilize dowsing with pendulums in her work at all?
Yeah, you know, I do. I work with all sorts of different means, really. I've worked with pendulums, I've worked with dowsing rods, I've worked with a lot of things. And I think it's always good to have those tools available because sometimes that your own mind doubts what you're seeing. And then so I often just pick up the pendulum and just for proof and say to someone, okay, I want you to ask yourself a question and get a yes or no answer so they can see it for themselves. And then I'll actually say to them, okay, I want you to ask that question that you've just asked me. And, you know, it will often verify the answer that I've given them. So absolutely, I think they're fabulous.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I couldn't agree with you more. I'm looking so
sorry,
Martha. Oh, we got a question from Brian Boyle. Hi, old Brian. Thank you for tuning in tonight. He says, who's the best person that you've read for and why?
Oh, my life. Oh, you know what?
Decision.
That's really, really tough. There's a couple of people that spring to mind, but, you know, not what, I think the reason why they're the best people, is because they're open. They're not willing, they're not afraid to actually say, yes, you're right and no, you're wrong and yes, this is the situation. They're not afraid to talk to you. Where you get a lot of people who sit down and they're just going, and it's like, oh, for God's sake, will you just open your mouth and say yes or no? because you do need validation, you know?
I know, to make sure you're on the right track with things.
Absolutely, because otherwise you go round and round in circles and you're not getting anywhere.
Right.
And I'm just trying to think one offhand.
Do you find like guys or girls, which are kind of the best to read for?
You know what? It really makes no difference. I remember a guy coming in who was absolutely the most skeptical person, and he walked in, big guy, very, very kind of man's man, English guy, and he sat down and he kind of spread himself all over my sofa.
Oh, lovely.
well, not that way, trust me. And I just sat there and I thought, oh, here we go. And he was, and he was just coming across very, very arrogant and very skeptical. And I started talking about his grandfather, who he really didn't want to contact with.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I'm talking about your grandfather. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I went, Arthur, his name's Arthur. And he went, well, that's my grandfather's name. How did you know? I went, hello, I'm talking to him. Hello. You know, and then he says, well, I didn't come here for him. I said, I know, you came for your wife, but Arthur needs just to get in because he's helping your wife forward. Now I've got Mary. Well, how did you know my wife's name was Mary? I'm like, oh, Jesus. Anyway, the whole reading was incredible because after that period of, like, shock, it was, you know, he very much was open and he relaxed into it. And I think really it's just about a matter of relaxing. So I think, you know, men and women are both equal as long as they're open to it. That's the most important thing.
That's cool. It's a good answer, definitely. We've got another question here from Ladine, and it says, can you ask Lisa what is the best way to open up psychically?
Well, practice. You know, you cannot go wrong with practice. Meditation will help, of course, but I always say practice, practice, practice. get yourself with a friend, hold on to each other's jewelry, or pull out some tarot cards, or work with something that kind of gives you something else to focus on, you know. And it's interesting because I find that even though you work with like psychometry or you work with tarot cards, you can work with anything because all it is a medium. It's just the middle part thing, and it takes your mind off the information that you're trying to get. Mm-hmm. And even if it's just the fact that you might be doodling, you know, but you're concentrating on something else. And I think as soon as you start relaxing into the information that you start getting, the more it will flow. Yeah. And I think the other thing that you've got to always remember is as soon as you get information, you have to get it out there. You have to either verbally speak it or write it down. The reason is if you hold it in, the information gets blocked and you get clogged, and yes. you can't actually get your information out, and then it all becomes a bit twisted. And don't try to get, you know, the message just, you know, before you actually say anything. Just talk as you're getting it. Just allow it to flow, and then it'll all start making sense. And it is about working out what your symbols are and trying to work out, well, why am I seeing a red rose? What does that mean? Oh, it's a birthday or an anniversary. Why am I seeing a butterfly? Well, that's a new beginning. And you just, you know, you just start looking at what your symbols are. And it's really, really important to know, you know, just to relax into it and just to, you know, even if you're standing in a hotel and you press the button and, you know, you're with four lifts, sit there and think, okay, I think the one on the left on my right-hand side is going to come. You know, the one, you know, on my right-hand side, I think number one's going to come or number four's going to come. And just practice that way and use a lot of ESP or, you know, sit there and think, okay, I want Christy to phone, and then you are all of a sudden Christy will phone you. And just stuff like that. You know, you've just got to practice.
Fantastic advice, Lisa. Thank you so much for that. That's really, really good, actually. But you're exactly right. Simple little things just to kind of help yourself along there. Like you say, practice. That's fabulous.
Yeah, guidance. And it is. It is. It's just practice makes perfect.
Fabulous. Now,
and
I've got a question.
It won't come overnight.
No, that's right. And a lot of people think it'll come instantly sometimes, and it doesn't. It really doesn't. It takes you. Because especially if you're starting off in adulthood or even kind of mid-teens sometimes, the logic way of thinking does step in and cause that blockage sometimes.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, you have to remember that we can't work with logic. You know, all logic has to go out the window. And you often think, well, why am I seeing that? That doesn't make sense. Well, of course it wouldn't make sense to you, but it might make sense to the other person.
Exactly. Mm. I've got another question in the chat room, and this is from a good friend of mine that's over in California, actually. This is Rowan. She's a working psychic herself, and she says, Lisa, please tell me how you cope with really difficult sessions when somebody's not validating any information at all. We've all
had. You know
what?
You just want to go. I'll tell you what you want to do. You just want to slap them. That's what you want to do. But in reality, you can't obviously do that. You know what? What you have to do is you just have to trust your own instincts. You have to say, I know I'm right, and I know that person will then email me in a month's time once they've done their homework and then come back to me. And that's the reason why I always say to people, you know, if you can't relate to it now, do your homework, come back to me, okay? Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, people come back. And I've had it in an audience where I've stood there, and imagine it, in front of like 2,000 people. Yeah. You stand there like an absolute plonker, and you are telling them information that they have no idea, and they go, no, no, no. And I'm thinking, oh, my God. So I said, just do your homework. Anyway, in the break, in the interval, they actually made a phone call. And you know, I was in my break, you know, did my break, came back, and they actually got one of the ushers to give them the microphone. And it took me by surprise, and they stood up and they said, Lisa, we want to tell you something. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, these were the no people. And they said, we just made the phone call, and actually, even though we couldn't relate to it, my son could, and this is what they could relate to. And everything was a yes then. And so what you really have to do is just be really thick-skinned and just say, you know what I'm getting is what I'm getting. I can't make it change. I won't make it change. I won't make it fit so you want it to fit.
That's right.
This is what I am. So, you just have to walk away and just let them find out their own way.
I couldn't agree more. So, Lisa, I had a little quick question I wanted to throw in there. Where do you originate from in the UK? Where are you from, love?
I'm a Brummie.
Oh, brilliant. I thought I recognised little inklings of it.
Yeah, I'm a Brummie. I've lost a lot of my Birmingham accent because I moved around a lot. So I've never really had a full Birmingham accent. But I've moved around a lot. But I'm a Brummie through and through.
That's cool. I know what you mean about the accent thing, because coming over to the US and working, if I really wanted to talk in my normal accent, I'd be talking like this all the time. And a lot of people think that I'm just a farmer that comes from a really primitive place like this all the time, talking in my Welsh accent. So I've had to kind of make it a little bit more Englishy like this.
Yes, that's right. You do. You don't. And it's funny because when you're on the radio or on TV or doing any form of performance, you have to pronounce your words correctly. And sometimes I forget and then I slip into my old Brummagem stuff. So yeah, quite funny, really.
I know, I relate to that. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for coming on. I wanted you to plug away now the website, the book, anything you want to say now where people can get hold of you and find out more about you, to do it now.
Well, they can get hold of me at lisawilliams.com, and on there is all information about my book. I do free healing. I do messages for people. So that's all on there. And also my live events, because I'm all over the world, and people can find out where I am. So obviously what's going on. And I would say people should really sign up for the newsletter. They won't be bombarded by all sorts of spam. It will just be once a month or if I'm coming to your area. So, yeah, lisawilliams.com is the place to find me.
Fabulous. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, one of our most loveliest guests, very gracious, Miss Lisa Williams. Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's been fabulous.
A pleasure, and good luck with everything you're doing, my love.
Thank you, my lovely, and to you.
Thank you. Blessings, love. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Well, that was fabulous. I really, really enjoyed that interview. Brilliant, brilliant. Beautiful, beautiful Lisa Williams. We're going to go to a break now, guys, and I want you to hit me up back here on Hidden Realms with Gail Scott.
Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back. Ideal Event Management is your top-rated paranormal events organizer. They represent some of the biggest names in the paranormal community. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, Ideal Event Management can help you. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. You'll be glad you did. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network. Tune in to Stirring the Cauldron with Marla Brooks every Thursday at 9 p.m. as she welcomes some of the most interesting guests from around the world to talk about the mysteries of the life beyond. That's every Thursday at 9 p.m. right after Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm. Thursdays are hot on the Para-X Radio Network.
This is Mary from the Chad People Radio, and come join Lori and myself at our new time next Sunday, 7 p.m., here on Para X.
Hi, this is Marla Brooks, and when I'm not stirring the cauldron, I'm listening to Chad People Radio with Mary and Lori, Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern, here on Para X.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw six war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures, the eaters of men, cannibals. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. Four figures were tearing through the jungle. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, thinking only of its canoe. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
This is Brian Fitzgerald with GHI. You're listening to Gav.
It's time for news from the entertainment world with the Hollywood hottie herself, Gail Scott Key.
Okay. I have to say a very quick happy birthday to Jeff Sylvia's mum, and a big happy birthday to J2's mum as well. So happy birthday, girls.
Wow, happy birthday.
And hello, awesome. Gail.
Hello, sweetheart.
Gail has just given me the most beautiful little elephant bracelet, and I love it. Thank you. I'm wearing it now, this little silver elephant bracelet.
I gave you an elephant bracelet?
Because I got a bad memory.
No, because that's what I was before I lost my 25 pounds, baby.
Oh, thank you. It's symbolic then.
It is symbolic.
It's symbolic. This is Coach Gail. What's been going on? What have you been up to?
Well, you know, I've been up to a lot of things. First of all, I'm going to bring it home to you, literally.
Okay.
What's up with the paranormal pooch, Ruthie?
Ruthie, the parapooch, which is my chihuahua, my master's little chihuahua, the chiller chihuahua.
Yeah.
She's been doing little Mexican farts on you, I believe, Gail.
I was like, I almost passed out. I couldn't almost do my show tonight. I was like, oh, my goodness. And she runs up on me, drops a bomb, and has the nerve to lick my face.
She's just developed this craving for nachos since you got back from San Diego, California.
You're on a diet, baby. Ooh. And I am loving the new do. There's no longer the Fright Sprite-looking type of do. What's up with that?
That's right. So all the listeners out there, the spikes have gone. There's
they
no more
are.
Spikes. I'm rocking the blonde bangs.
Oh, my goodness. You look hot. You
Thank
hottie,
you. I was
hottie.
In SeaWorld. I was in SeaWorld in California. And this little girl screamed out, oh, my God, it's Jesse McCartney. And I was like, excuse me, love. I eat Jesse McCartney for breakfast. How dare you?
And then you give the bits to your dog, so I understand.
Absolutely. Yep, I'm rocking the blonde bangs.
Oh my goodness, you look awesome.
Thank you, love.
So you had a great time out in California?
Loved it.
Really?
Did you see the Playboy bunnies in the picture?
What is up with that? Oh my goodness, if you go on Facebook, and I know everybody's a fan of Gavin Cromwell, you were posed in between, sandwiching between these two blonde hotties.
That's right.
From Playboy, and what was going on with that?
Well, Sarah Underwood and Bridget, she's famous for Girls Next Door, Bridget, Sexist Beaches, and one of Hef's girlfriends, not anymore, but she was Hef's girlfriend. And they're so into the paranormal, and they joined me for the Manson investigation in Beverly Hills.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Marla Brooks. Marla Brooks is listening. Hello, Marla.
Hi, Marla.
She knows what went on that night, and it was a crazy place, but the girls came along to the investigation.
Well, of course, all the ghosts came out of the walls, because, hello, they have racks, you know, hello.
I tell you, the Manson location, it was me, Marla Brooks, Mark Nelson, Scott Michaels, and we just had a blast up there. We did this live seance. We got all the listeners involved.
You did?
Oh, it was jumping.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So maybe I can go live with you. You know, I'm working on my rack.
Beverly Hills, you have an experience. Some of the haunted happenings up there.
You know why they call it Beverly Hills? Because look at those two. Hello.
They've got very big hills.
Well, we're going to move on now. Because I've got lots to tell and cover in the Hollywood bit. First of all, I'm sure you've heard about Paula Abdul parting ways with American Idol. Did she or didn't she, do you think?
I don't know. I reckon that she was just had a bit of too much codeine.
She was showing the ugly, do you think?
Yeah, she couldn't hide it any longer.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'll tell you something when it comes to that. Paula Abdul, I love her. I have always loved her. Of course, she has been in Living Color. She was one of the dancers there. She is just flamboyant. She's awesome. But ever since she had the Parting Ways American Idol, that all the bids have been flooding in.
Yeah.
And of course, she's been offered a part on the hit TV sitcom Ugly Betty. Have you ever watched that?
I've watched Ugly Betty before, but I didn't realize she was offered a part on there.
Yeah, she'd be dancing and all that stuff.
She has become quite iconic for being on American Idol.
She has, and I understand that there is a British version of American Idol. Is that true, Gavin?
That is. Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
So you'd be very excited.
American Idol, it's called Pop Idol.
Oh, Pop Idol.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about that. What's the difference?
There's no difference. It's
really?
Pretty much the same sort of thing,
Oh, so you can get drunk and wild and she'll fit in.
Absolutely, absolutely.
I'm going to get sued. I can feel
it. Get wild and there you are, Pop Idol, London. Here we go.
Well, you know something? It's a huge big thing because everybody has been talking about it and everybody was wondering, is it because of the two girls that were on there and of course with her co-partner
fiery,
out there?
Fiery
yeah,
stuff.
But that's not the case.
Okay.
But you notice I brought you something.
I love this.
I brought you a nice picture of Victoria Beckham. And you know why
Victoria
I brought that for you?
Beckham. Because I love her, for a start.
Of course. And of course, American Idol does, too, because she's going to be the guest fill-in for the time being for Paula Abdul.
And a lot of people think, you know, she does the pouch, looks serious all the time. But she is very soft-natured and she's very funny. I think people will notice this on American Idol.
She is.
She's a very funny girl.
But I have to tell you something. Okay. We know that she just had that recent little stint when she went on tour with all the Spice Girls. So excited because I love the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
But when it came up to singing power.
Oh, no, forget it.
Exactly. Again, so how can someone who doesn't have the singing power judge?
She brings the look.
She totally brings it.
She rocks the look.
So here is my advice for the American Idol wannabes, and you're standing in front of Victoria Beckham. Do the pout. Come on, work it.
I can do it. Look,
you suck in the cheeks. See, when you do it, you look glamorous. I do it, and it looks like I have constipation. What's up with that? So, of course, we're going to have to check that out and see how much
but
she
has
fun.
I did a reading for her for a UK magazine. Magazine. I did a reading for Victoria. But I want to do another one. She was kind of like my dream reader because
really?
She fascinates me.
Dream reading.
Well, of course. British celebrity
speaking. Well, you never know. She's probably listening right now, and she's probably going to have her peeps call you, and you're going to call her.
Victoria, hook me up, love. We can do a
there
little reading
you go.
Anytime you like.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take it on to the singing tune of Talking and Singing. There'll be a remake of the late Michael Jackson single, Will You Be There? Have you heard about that?
No.
You haven't? Well, apparently a lot of singers will be there, Gavin, to lend their vocals to this tribute single. Reports say Whitney Houston, John Mayer, Lionel Richie, Dionne Warwick, and of course they were there when they did the first one with, the Hands in America that Michael Jackson had started. And, of course, one of the Jacksons, Jermaine, will be all under one mic, and the proceeds will be split between the Larry King Cardiac Foundation and the other. Well, you know, it's going to be close to Michael Jackson's heart, but we don't know exactly what it's going to be. So it's going to be incredible.
Powerful stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of emotion.
Well, talking about a lot of emotion, let's talk about what's going on emotionally with his doctor, because, of course, all of the LAPD, have been talking about Dr. Conrad Murray.
Big dramas,
because they were saying the last days of Michael Jackson were in Dr. Conrad Murray's room, which happened to be in Michael Jackson's home. And they're saying the reason being he didn't want his kids to see him, like, doped up, I'm thinking. And, of course, he got the dose of propofol, which everybody has been talking about. And the latest I've heard, you can actually go over the counter and get it. That is scary. Peeps, do not do it. We do not encourage that craziness. Not at all.
I had trouble with Delsin when I got cold. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Tylenol PM floating on the ceiling.
Yeah. Well, everybody's been honing in on him. And, of course, the LAPD has been, raiding his home. Mm. There's been talking about financial corruption that's been going on. But Murray had inked a deal, $150,000 a month for this deal of actually setting up Michael Jackson with this. And, okay, so my assistant, who is incredible, Monica, she put pen to paper. And Monica, shout out, what was the dollar amount, bottom line, that he was making on this a year?
$1.8 million.
Oh, my God.
Can you imagine?
$1 million.
And he felt for one client. And he obviously felt comfortable enough to walk away and feel that it was okay to leave Michael Jackson in the state that he was. But that's, of course, when the tables turned. And unfortunately, it ended up tragically. So they're probably going to be honing in on him.
Wow.
Yeah. It's not going to be good news for him. But I'm going to move on to happier things, which is shopping, which we love to do.
Oh, love it. Yeah, shopaholic.
Your girl that you read, Miss Britney Spears.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. She plunked down some nice caves, some $1,000. She was on a shopping spree in Beverly Hills. And let me tell you, she was flipping the bill on everything but a new wig. I guess it pays to go crazy. Woohoo!
Is that what she bought, a new wig?
No, she didn't. Oh. She splurged on everything else.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Britney. You need to reread your life. Call me. Call me and do another reading.
Exactly. And I know we're getting the finger sign, the wrap-up sign.
From
I should say, exactly. Yeah. Mike Tyson was out and about talking about his 4-year-old daughter, Exodus, who had passed along in May. That was very tragic. It was a cord from an exercise treadmill, as you know, Gavin, in the home. Tyson says he's become a member of an exclusive club. No one wants to join. I totally understand that. Tyson, however, is moving on. Things are looking great. Tyson will be appearing in the small screen of Fox's new series, Brothers, which
so
you can take part of. Yeah,
he's busy to keep his mind off things.
Exactly. Hopefully he'll tune into you and he'll ask about what's going on. What do you think?
Bit of closure, bit of guidance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could use closure and guidance, but I didn't get it from the parent.
I mean, I'm talking on a lot of my client's behalf. When you lose a child, there's nothing that can compensate for
nothing. But we, of course, wish him the best.
Absolutely.
He's on his way. We're going to check it out on Brothers, and I hope you will too. And as usual, it's always so fun being right by your side.
Thank you, Gail.
Thank you, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gail Scott Key. Thank you very much, Gail.
We'll see
you next week.
Absolutely.
Thank you, love. We're going to head to a little break now. I'm going to be coming back with my magical mystery tour of the stars. And Marla Brooks.
Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Don't go away. Gavin will be right back.
Ideal Event Management is your top-rated paranormal events organizer. They represent some of the biggest names in the paranormal community. Whether you need help putting together your event, looking for a celebrity, or just want to pump up the excitement, Ideal Event Management can help you. Contact Mark at 413-478-3642 or check out their website at idealeventmanagement.com. We'll be glad you did. Ideal Event Management is a proud sponsor of Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms. Imagine a world where this sound was never heard again. It's hard to imagine such a world, but it could happen. Luckily, there is a place where caring people are dedicated to stop such a tragedy from happening. Wolf Hollow is a nonprofit organization which began its mission in 1988 by the late Paul Safran to dispel the myths about one of the most misunderstood creatures on our planet, the Great Wolf. But they need your help.
Hi, this is Joni Safran, the director of Wolf Hollow in Ipswich, Massachusetts. Won't you help us to preserve, protect, and educate people about the majestic wolf? Your donation will help us help them. Thank you.
Go to www.wolfhollowipswich.org to find out how you can help. That's www.wolfhollowipswich.org. Please do it today. Don't let the howl be silenced.
Join the Morning X every Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. till noon. She's my terrible. Right here on your source for everything paranormal. Para-X. Whether you're listening at home, at work, or anywhere, thanks for making Para-X part of your day. Your source for everything paranormal, Para-X. Don't forget to check out Gavin's podcast, available now on iTunes. Now, once again, here's your host, Gavin Cromwell.
Thank you, guys. Now, listen, I've had so many fabulous guests on this evening. I've got no time to do my magical mystery tour of the stars. So I'll just have to beef them up next week. It's fine. We'll do this. We'll have a good session next week with some readings with your star signs. But overall, just to give you an overall look, for all of the star signs, big changing up in the workplaces, a lot of emotional kind of stuff happening in personal relationships, and also be very careful with mistrust around the corner for some of you. So just be aware of that this week. So Marla Brooks, are you there, love?
I am. How are you?
I'm doing good, love. I'm just recovering from my California adventure.
I know. I miss you already.
I miss you too, love. I just loved it over there. We got to all sorts of mischief, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
You know, I finished Ghost of Hollywood 3. I'm on Marla's spell book right now.
Wow.
And I'm loving it. The spells are so simple to follow. I love them.
I'm so glad. And you know what? Coming up on my show, I've got a new segment. Ta-da.
Oh, cool. What's this?
I'm doing Spell of the Week. I'm giving once a week and starting tonight. So that's going to be very cool.
This is fabulous. I couldn't think of anything better to do there, Marla. I think this is really cool. Reading some of your spells in that book, Spells for the Workplace, really will kind of sum this up. This is great. I'm glad you're doing that, love.
We're like-minded witches. We practice the same magic, don't we?
Absolutely, absolutely. So, no, this is cool, but we did. We had a fascinating investigation up at the Manson location.
Yes, we did.
Oh, I've never...
And if you ever touch me again when you're that cold and clammy, I'm going to have to run like hell. Oh, you felt... Oh, you were really affected by that place.
Do you know what? I've never felt so sick in my life. And that's not like me at all. Like I said, that's why I got everybody to whip the EMF meters out, thinking there's bound to be a strong EMF field here. But no, it was definitely on the paranormal side of things, because I just felt so ill. It was a boiling hot evening. But I was freezing and I was clammy and, oh, it was a terrible place.
Oh, your head was all hot and wet though.
Exactly.
So part, it was just your extremities that were all creepy.
I know. I was sweating, but my hands and everything else was freezing. So, and I've never seen the equipment on an investigation all kind of react in the way that it did first. It was all kind of confirming each other's readings, you know?
Yeah, it was actually quite amazing. And it was a lovely investigation.
It was asking the K2 to kind of just show us one light on the K2. One light would come on, you know, light it up to three lights. Three lights would come on, and then we'd ask it to peak, and it would peak, and it would correspond with the questions we were asking during the seance.
Yeah, that was the freaky part.
Yeah.
And the male meter, the way the temperature when I was holding it during the seance, it was going up and down 10 degrees every 2 seconds.
It was crazy. And like we said, the only person that could get in touch with the original Superman would be Mr. John Wayne.
Did George you see Reeves Scott Michael's it. Eyes pop open when you said that? He almost fell off his chair.
I wasn't expecting it because I was in kind of Sharon Tate mode and thinking, you know, these murders. Didn't expect Mr. Reeves, like George Reeves, to come through like that, just popping in, giving me a bit of information, and then leaving again. That was through me, let alone Scott Michaels. I couldn't believe
no,
it.
Kidding. Well, you were looking out into the canyon right at his house.
I'm completely unfamiliar with Beverly Hills and the surrounding houses and stuff like that. So to see that, I was just stood on the balcony, stepped back into the room, and the link just came straight away and experienced his spirit. And it was crazy stuff, but I really loved it, Marla. We need to do so much more, love.
Oh, we sure do.
I can't
get
wait.
Back here quick.
I am. I'm going to make my way back to California, and we're going to get to more trouble, more witchy trouble, and we're going to rock those Hollywood Hills.
Yes, we are.
Absolutely. Well, I want to say a few thank yous, Marla, before I say goodbye.
Okay.
I just want to say a big thank you to Jeff Silver for doing my sports. Thank you to Power Rock Productions, Sharon Sylvia's company, for sponsoring our first hour. Ideal Event Managed for sponsoring my second hour. And, of course, my fabulous guests, Johnny Fiore and the lovely, lovely Lisa Williams. Gail Scott Key for doing my Hollywood Roundup. And we've got a fabulous two-hour special on Mr. Derek Acora next week. He's a good friend of mine, and the stuff that he's got to say, it will blow you away. And I'm going to leave you in the very capable, witchy hands of the beautiful, gorgeous, fabulously stunning Marla Brooks.
Ah, all right. That's a hard act to live up to.
And a big thank you to Parrot X Daddy producer, Mike. Thank you so much, Mike, for producing another outstanding show for me this evening. And good night, everybody. Good night. Thank you very much. Blessed be.
You've been listening to Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realm, sponsored in part by Pararockproductions.com and Ideal Event Management, and by Bella Vita Salon and Day Spa and the American Defenders of New Hampshire. Be sure to check out Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms podcast, now available on iTunes. Be sure to tune in next week for an exclusive two-hour interview with the world-renowned psychic, Derek Acora.
Gavin Cromwell's Hidden Realms has been a Gavin Cromwell production in association with Attic Production Studios. Any rebroadcast or other use of this program without permission is strictly prohibited. Copyright 2009.